Stop 13. The Coronation Regalia. Each of the five panels and tactile objects on this platform relate to the showcase in front of them. We'll describe the tactile objects in turn, in the order in which you'll reach them. If you'd like to listen to the descriptions as you handle each tactile, pause the audio between each one. The Sovereign's Scepter with Cross. This scepter is a golden staff, almost a metre long, topped by an enormous diamond and a jewelled cross. It was made for the coronation of Charles II in 1661, and during the coronation ceremony it's presented to the monarch as part of the investiture. The tactile model is just the very top section, and is life-size. Throughout its history, various alterations have been made to the top, and in 1910, the largest colourless diamond in the world was added. The diamond, known as Cullinan 1, is about the size of a small pear, and was cut from the famous Cullinan diamond. Uncut, the diamond weighed over 3,000 carats, about 600 grams. The top of the scepter has four different sections. The lowest is a gold and enamelled mount decorated with floral shapes set with tiny jewels. Above is the dazzling teardrop-shaped Cullinan diamond, held by curling gold and white enamel pins decorated with rubies. Above this is the large amethyst monde, which is globe-shaped and has jewelled bands around it. And at the very top is a cross pate, a type of cross with arms that are narrow where they join at the centre and flare out to be broader at the ends. The cross has a square-shaped emerald centre and set with diamonds. Move on to the next tactile object, which is St. Edward's Crown. St. Edward's Crown is the most important and sacred of all the crowns. It's only used at the moment of crowning a new monarch, which happens just after the investiture. St. Edward's crown is trimmed with ermine beneath a gold band that's set with coloured jewels. A purple velvet cap sits within four arches, encrusted with semi-precious stones, and is topped with a monde and cross pate. It weighs 2.23 kilos. The tactile model is actual size. Move on to the next tactile object, which is the Prince of Wales coronet. The eldest son of a British monarch is given the title Prince of Wales. Their regalia includes a special crown called a coronet. The design of the coronet was specified by King Charles II in 1677 as a coronet composed of crosses and fleur-de-lis with one arch and in the midst a ball and cross. Each coronet has a single arch compared to the monarch's crown, which has two arches. Next, move along to Queen Mary's orb, which can be found in the centre of a longer panel. The sovereign's orb is presented to the monarch as part of the investiture, then placed on the altar just before the monarch is crowned. This life-sized tactile model is Queen Mary's orb, but it's very similar to the sovereign's. Queen Mary II was crowned as joint sovereign with her husband King William III in 1689. As William's equal, Mary needed her own orb and sceptre. The new regalia was made in 1689 and hasn't been used since. Queen Mary's orb is about the size of a melon and represents the globe. The smooth, hollow gold sphere has a jewelled band running horizontally around the middle and another arcing over the top, dividing the orb into three. These three sections represent the known continents of the medieval world. The bands are outlined in jewels and pearls. On top of the orb is a cross decorated with jewels. The cross is a reminder to the monarch of the belief that God reigns over the Christian world and is the source of their power. Now move on to the next tactile object, which is the crown of Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother. This tactile model is around three-quarters life-size. The huge Koh-i-Noor diamond, one of the most famous diamonds in the world, is set in the front of this crown, just above the diamond-encrusted horizontal band around the base. The platinum frame glitters with 2,800 diamonds. Probably originating from mines in central southern India, the Koh-i-Noor has had a turbulent history. A symbol of conquest, it's had many previous owners, including Mughal emperors, shahs of Iran, emirs of Afghanistan, and Sikh maharajas. The East India Company took the jewel from the deposed Maharaja, 10-year-old Maharaja Duleep Singh, as a condition of the Treaty of Lahore. The treaty compelled him to surrender the Kohinoor to Queen Victoria, along with control of his Punjabi kingdom. To hear the directions to the next stop, play the next track –